Betty.
Good morning.
Has arrived.
Someone else just join us?
It's me. I'm on mute.
Okay. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you, Betty?
Very good, thank you.
Good. Is it just you and me?
Shar and Joanne are on as well.
Oh, good.
Yep, it's just chickens.
We had a great time last night, didn't we, Joanne?
Oh, I'll tell you. Joyce wanted to do this.
Oh, good. I thought maybe she would.
Has arrived.
And she said a lot of nice people.
Wait till tonight. Is she coming tonight?
Yep.
Oh, wonderful. Tonight's the game night. The big game night, guys.
Oh, what's that?
What? We play the game. They no longer get trained. They just play the game. This is a game that was put together by the guy that wrote the book, Six Figures in 6 Months. And he says, everybody likes to have fun. So we play the game. And during playing the game, they learn all the principles of network marketing and how you do your business.
Well,
and they get to practice all the principles. It's not that they just learn them. They learn them by doing them. They have a career, and they're transferring, or they're looking at something else. You know, it's just the beginning steps. They're looking at something else, and they're picking up little pieces of information, and they get to, ask the questions and do their one-minute testimony, or maybe it's, something else. I haven't played it yet myself. I've got it. I haven't played it. So there'll be 4 tables set up with game boards, and Reed Vance's, I don't think Vance has participated yet. He just watched it. And he said it was fun and very exciting. And when they got through, which is, I'm going to say, about a 3-hour thing, if they finish the game. But the thing is, you can pick up the game any place that you leave off. And as a leader, you can skew what it is they're going to learn.
Wow, that's interesting.
It's very interesting. I don't know how much vital balance I put in my drink here, and I'm trying to tell because I did it automatically, like thinking about something else. Now, how could I not know whether there's 2 scoops in there or not by tasting it?
Well, yesterday
I take it so automatically that it's still got the flavor, but I don't know that it's got the. Can I have the oomph? Try this one. Well, it tastes like it's normal. It does, I think. I don't know. Guess I'll find out. If it lasts half as long, I guess that means I've got half as much in it. I really don't. Maybe I'll just put an extra half scoop in. Is that bad?
Put the whole canister in it.
There we go, Monty.
I can't imagine that adding another half scoop or a scoop would create any problems whatsoever.
No, I know. I just think, I have such a, I don't want to say a buzz, but it's an energy boost after doing this that I don't know that I need much more because, boy, I'll tell you, I got on the running mode here, not just to pass the time and do my exercise, but the running mode of, a few too many things at one time, I guess. Monty, have you played the game yet?
Yes, I have.
Oh, what's your take on it?
Absolutely excellent training mode. It's, I can see where it can be used to absolutely for recruiting, just to invite people over that like to play a game. It's a new game. There's all different kind of ways. But what I really enjoy is the there's a book that comes with it called Rigged for Success, which means there's about 40 different scenarios that you can play the game. So if you want to, let's say, talk about promoting events, you can play a game that promotes events where most of the cards that turned up are that, or whether you want to talk about customers or prospecting or building pets or recruiting or whatever you want to do. And that book to me is absolutely valuable. The game is well worth it. I don't know if anybody buying the games down there in Caselot?
I don't know. I'm sure Reed did. I got mine from Ruth anyway, but yeah, I had heard about that. Dennis actually pointed out
Mary Lou
has arrived.
And I thought it was fascinating because if you knew some of the people that are coming, and you can actually purpose it for that particular, you know, arena. I'm just thinking now you could do it for their high level skills. They'd never know.
Yeah, even the skills, if they take the PEP evaluation, you can look at, just say you're going to have some people over in your organization and they're low in commitment, or they're low in whatever their particular low in and need some training on that. You can skew the game to give that kind of training to your people without having to sit down for 2 or 3 hours and doing a note-taking, talking training. They can actually, by playing it, they physically, and when you do anything physically, it registers more than just sitting down and taking notes, because we only retain about 20% in most cases when we sit down and take notes and listen to a seminar.
That's the way Dennis showed it to me. He was saying, you know, say that you've got the people low in these skills. I was just thinking of the opposite side. If you had just prospects there and they were coming in and they could see how they could use, and you knew, I mean, even before they took the test, because they're not even there, but you knew some of their skills that were high because of the background they were in. You could skew it so they could say, oh my gosh, this is a perfect fit for me.
Exactly right. It's a marvelous tool. Absolutely marvelous.
I thought it was just ingenious when I heard Dennis talking about it and, you know, explaining it while we were watching them play. He was giving him a little bit of instruction. I don't remember even who was playing. I think it was a group from out of town that had come some distance, if I remember correctly. But anyway, I don't mean to take up all the time, but this is something you guys need to be aware of, and you can watch for it in your area. Or, find out about it, because I'm sure they'll be talking about it. Well, I know they did it even on Bojavi, didn't they?
Yes.
That's what I thought. So, anyway, it's all yours, Betty. Sorry to...
Oh, no. Good information, Char and Monty. And where can you get that game?
Well, the book whole concept starts with the book Six Figures in 6 Months.
Right.
And that's by Clay Stevens. So when you've got that, have you already got that?
No.
Okay, when you get that, it's going to, doesn't it pretty well, see, I haven't gotten far enough into it, Monty, I'll admit to it. But isn't that pretty much where... You get the idea. I mean, doesn't he talk about that in there, or does he not?
No, he doesn't talk about the game, but what he does talk about is that, first of all, it's a marvelous book, and I think what it does, it takes and puts a whole new concept for a lot of us that have been in the business for some time about, in my opinion, the new network marketing type of way, but the training that's there. I would suggest people get the book, read at least the first 3 chapters, and then if they want to get the game, go ahead and get the game. There's different ways of getting the game. Unfortunately, you know me, if once I know something's out, I jump right in and get it. So as soon as I found it was available, I ordered it up, and it was $197, I think. But you can order them by the case, you can get them for a lot cheaper. So that's what we're doing here in this area. We're making lists. As soon as we get eight games on a list, we just ordered up with a case lot. It runs out to about $112. Per game instead of $197.
That's a big difference.
Yeah, but it's well even I well worth it, no matter what you pay for it.
Yeah. I would say the same thing after seeing it. But, you know, if you can create the excitement with other people, then you've got a whole team to work with. I don't know that Jeannie's on. I don't know if they've got it going down there or not. I think they do. It's spreading. I know that.
And also, when you buy the book, Char, it also has on the back page of the cover, there's a code that you can go in and take the PEP test, and if you're not signed up for either Bojabi or IR training, that you can actually take this PEP test for free. So there's a code in the back of the book to utilize also.
Thank you for the reminder on that. I'd forgotten about that. So, guys, another activity to change it from doing a meeting to something that really has people show up. I was amazed. I called somebody last night because yesterday afternoon, and I said, if you don't do it, it's going to be starting all over, and it's going to take more out of your pocketbook to do it that way. So I suggest you get, on the phone now and get renewed. Well, the wife said he'll come and talk to you tonight because we were going to be really close to their house where we were meeting, and he showed up, and there he was, and there was it was back to how he felt the first time he took a look at Nikan, which has been a little while ago, and he needs the product so bad, as well as the business, so bad, desperately so bad, that, he just, he was like, I've wasted some time here. I haven't done what I could have done. And I said, do you think you can make it? He goes, tonight. And he goes, do I think I can make it? No, I will be there. And I said, okay, we'll see you there. Anyway, enough said.
So, well, that's great that you get that kind of response. That's absolutely super.
We will get it, if we ask the questions and go the step further, because it was a little more than just ask the questions, because I had to fill him in on, how I inside felt about what we have, and seeing his response just made it more definite that there is a greater need out there than there has ever, ever, ever been for what we've got right now. And
right.
People are so destitute that it's just that they've got to be able to see it. And once they see it, and they keep getting a bigger picture and a bigger picture, it's not rocket science. It's just the simplicity. And I didn't give any details that, I haven't said on the phone to you guys, before, just going through that one simple sheet, the QRS, and I say, this, after I get through on the front page of it, I just say, this is the front of the label. I was taught never to believe what was on the front of the label, because it's just advertisement and propaganda, it can be. But I said, why did I even take time to give it to you? Because I've been here for a while. I know the company. I know what they stand for, and I know how they deliver. And they never... never overstate. It's always understated. And I give them, I've already given them the example. It says detox the body. Well, do you know what that means? You're taking animal product in your body. You're taking sea life into your body. You've got an older home. You've got heavy metals going into your body. How are you going to get rid of them? Try to find something that will take them out of your body. It's right here. You're taking it in daily. And it was stated, mercury and lead, detoxification of the body. And, that's just one example. I said, that's why I'm where I am as far as who I'm working with and what I'm doing. I know what's behind me. It's making bold statements, but it's just what we've been told. And we know the company is not going to go out on a limb and deliver something that isn't going to do the job. Or isn't what they say it is and doesn't have the research behind it. You know, they're not going to phony it up. Their attorneys are too astute to allow that to take place. So, anyway.
That's dramatic, and it is. It's just laying it out there for people, pointing out the facts of it.
10 cartons, 10 servings of yogurt into one meal, the probiotics of 10 servings, 10 six-ounce servings to be specific. I mean, you know, give me a break. What does that one product cost? I know what it cost to take it every month because I was told to take a large amount of probiotics with my bone situation. You know, it's a done deal. They don't have to worry about justifying the cost of it.
That's true. Absolutely
true. If they want their health.
Yep. And that's part of the whole deal is to point those things out.
And the product went down in cost from the last one we had that was a pittance of the amount of, items in it that it would do for the body, could do for the body. So, you know, I don't know how to put it except very simply, but once you got a few facts, we don't have to be a chemist. I'm not talking chemistry. I'm talking pure logic. When the research is in and we know what we're dealing with and, you know, why we're getting and developing these diseases in our body, the overload of everything, and then you back it up with a wellness home behind you. And, you know, I'm a firm believer at the beginning, you can say, do you want it wholesale or do you want it retail? It's just that simple. But you can also not even say that. If they've told you they just want it, you know, there's nothing wrong with having it start with a retail order to establish the value of the product to anything else that's out there on the market. Which there isn't, but, you know, if they could. Guys, do we have any...
Well, I have a question. And this may not be the time or place for it, but if I have people who are interested in getting this, can I give them a discount on it? And if so, how?
Yes. It's very, very simple. You go into your computer, and are you set up with a personal web page?
No, I'm not.
Okay, then I don't know how you do it. It's in the built into that bundle that they've got, so you can see your group and your downline, and that's where you automatically, when they click, they can. Or you can. I mean, you could get around it by giving them, giving them a discount, a 10% discount. That's what I build in for a new person, is a 10% discount. And then when I'm going in to get the extras under a new person, buy the extra products so that I get a free canister for each one, each three that have purchased, I have a 20% discount in there, so it doesn't tie up my money for a month now, coming up the first of the month, that I can order at the wholesale underneath them, even though they are picking it up from me at the retail. But it's going to give me back a canister for every three canisters that are sold, and they can be sold to one person or they can be sold to, you know, three people or however, it doesn't matter. They have to be a customer, see? So you have to put them in as a customer, and I'm sure you can do that.
Right.
It's just that you can't set up the discounts on it, so you have to manually do that, and you would be paying the difference between the wholesale and the retail when you ordered it under them, and then you would get it back at the end of the month on your check. Okay.
So it's tying up a little bit of money. You might find that you would easily save the cost when you figure this all out, that you would save the cost of what it costs to be on the monthly bundle, especially once you start having people come in. And if you've got people waiting to do it, you know, it's just something to consider. I'm not pushing you to do anything.
Weighing that as well.
Okay, because it does give you, and to go in and be able to set up your website after being on Rick's call I think it's recorded. Anybody on the line know whether Rick's call was recorded when he did the training on how to set up your website the other night? It's silent. I don't know for sure, but I would guess that it would.
I think he tried to record it, and it there were so many people on the line, it crashed the line, so I don't know whether it did or not.
I
recorded it, but I haven't taken the time to break it out yet.
Okay. Okay, great, Steve. Thank you very much. My gosh, you're our right and left hand both working at the same time.
I also got the all but one of the recipes, I think, that you sent me up on the web last night.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll make sure I shoot you some more, because I have been doing that nonstop also, but I just haven't
has arrived.
Take the time, so I've got to do that. Betty, I'll let you greet your guest here.
Yeah. Well, in case anybody doesn't know at this point, this is the Advanced Lifestyle Support Call. And so I just at this point figure that if anybody has any questions or anything, we have been talking here a lot and not giving anybody else an opportunity to jump in. So any questions or anything before we go on? Okay, anybody willing to give their points for the 9 points we have? I'll tell you that I'm still at 8 because I still haven't done much as far as my exercise and that I intend to focus on for today.
Well, I'll admit to missing one of them, if not one and a half of them, on my good choices of balance beyond my drink, and my body felt it late just later in the evening last night as a result of it, and I was grabbing, and I even had fresh vegetables and all that in the refrigerator, and I didn't grab the right things, and I took in too many starches yesterday, and my system didn't operate the way it normally does. So it was a good reminder of how important it is for staying on the right track, even when you aren't trying desperately to do something, you know, else in adjusting where you are. And we definitely got the testimonies from the people that had already started on the product last night also. I mean, tremendous results, and I had some on the phone before I went in, so it was just, that part of it was really great.
Well, I'm losing a pound here and there, and nothing too quickly. I don't have a lot to lose, so I wasn't anticipating anything too much. Unfortunately, I have not yet done my measurements, and I think there's a difference there that's going on. But more than anything, I just notice in my awareness, in being alert, in having more energy throughout the day, even though I'm not putting that toward my exercise, shame on me. But I do feel so much better with it, so I have no complaints. You could say the product's delivering, huh?
I'd say that. Yeah. But anybody else have anything to say? We're almost at quit time here. I did just wonder if anybody had been reading anything in the papers and seeing on TV about the Mediterranean diet that they keep claiming.
I did. We heard it on the news, and Denny clipped out an article for me, and I haven't read it yet. Tell us.
They've been referring to it a lot, but I don't know much about it.
Yeah, I did see in the paper that, let me see, it says not everyone is convinced about this Mediterranean diet. Caldwell Blakeman Esselstyn, Jr., author of the bestseller Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease, the revolutionary scientifically proven nutritional-based cure, who promotes a vegan diet and does not allow olive oil, dismissed the new study. I have not gone back to see really who's at the base of this study, who conducted it, and I think that would be exceedingly interesting.
I know some people that have embraced that and grown largely in size in our organization. It's really sad to see. I mean, simply put, it's not delivered the result. You know, I look at it and I go, what is that telling you? They say that that's what they do, but maybe the people over there that do it are having, you know, some of the same issues. None of the doctors that I am recommending are going to go along with that. I can tell you that right now.
Right.
They're going to say exactly the same thing that Esselstyn. They may not do it quite as strict as Esselstyn does, but Esselstyn is working to eradicate the situation of the heart attack, and the oils that aren't to be heated and aren't to be overused or at all when people are in a critical situation and they've already developed the problem. It's not just about prevention. It's about helping the body heal itself, giving it what it needs and taking away what it doesn't need that got it in that condition. You know, and hey, I'm a walking, living testimony of it. I was there. Major blockage in one artery, guys, and you know, I didn't want to undergo the traditional medical procedures, and that's where I was headed, and down the path my dad walked before he died. So, you know, talk about genetics. No, I'm not talking about genetics. I'm just talking about the simple fact that I was doing the same thing he was doing. I developed the same thing he had developed. You know, the cholesterol didn't even show it on either one of us. There was no signs of that. My cholesterol was incredible, according to my doctor. I was questioning it, but he wasn't. He said it's perfect. He says, I'd die to have that. Yeah, he would have, maybe, if he'd been in my shoes.
You know, oh,
it's not a joke.
Well, the one thing that all of this points out is that everybody's looking for that magic bullet. And as far as a healthful and nutritional way to go towards this and have that magic bullet, as far as I'm concerned, is the Kins and Vital Balance. So that's a large step in the right direction as far as I'm concerned. So we're lucky to have it.
Amen.
So we're a little past time, so unless there's anything else, I guess we better get going. Anything before we leave?
We do, don't we? I just think we got lots to do, Betty.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So let's get out there and do it and have a really great day.
Thank
bye,
you, thank
everybody.
You.
Thanks, Betty.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now. Thanks, Monty, Char, everybody that participated. Thank you.
Thank you. You're
welcome. Appreciate
that. Steve, are you still on the call?
Has left the conference.
He probably is muted.
I didn't even give me a call if he was. I think he's got my number. Okay.
And you got your email from me about Vance trying to get a hold of you.
Yeah, I was gone late last night at the wellness preview in Seattle, so I'll go ahead and fire that off to you and Vance. Do you know what he's looking for?
Your testimony, for one.
But is he going to have several of us on the call?
Oh, I think so. Yeah, I think so. I think it's his a testimony day on the new product. So, but when he heard, and it wasn't like I said coming from me, but when he heard what was happening with you and Denny heard your delivery yesterday, so that was a big part of it. So anyway, it was great. Thank you.
Hope I can deliver it the same way.
You will.
Okay.
Talk
to you tomorrow. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.